It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a great Monday. I'll be with you here for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He is holding it down in New York City. And what a weekend that we have had. The NBA playoffs are set, kinda. We've had some more coaches and a boss fired in the NBA. Rory McIlroy finally did it. This guy got the grand slam. He got the WNBA draft tonight. And how about this? Next hour, we're going to have a chat with someone who played in the NBA. His name is Carlos Boozer. Of course, we're going to talk all things NBA playoffs, get his thoughts on Duke. He has some amazing sons that are going to Duke. How about he got twin sons getting ready to ball out at Duke. So Carlos Boozer will come through and join us next hour. In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat with someone who covers all things golf. We're going to be joined by Wes Reynolds. He's going to come through and join us in about 20 minutes. So we got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. I mean, outside of people getting hired and fired, Aaron Judge, if you're interested in Team USA Baseball, he's going to be the captain next year for the World Baseball Classic. We had Nico Iamaliava. Tennessee said, good luck somewhere else. We ain't paying you. Go find that bread someplace else. So we're going to talk about a lot. Football and basketball, and we got it all covered. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I'm all over the internet at JR Sport Brief. What a day, what a day. What a weekend, what a weekend. I was watching that golf yesterday. I'm like, man, this guy Rory, he gonna choke again. As Rory McIlroy had the lead, and then he was giving the lead up, and then he held on. He had the win in the playoff. I'm like, what are the odds? That guy stressed himself out yesterday. He aged himself. I don't know, maybe about 20 years in a span of an hour, and he ultimately still came through and won what was ultimately his first Grand Slam. Well, he got the Grand Slam, but he won his first major since 2014. And that's a long time. And he got the one that he choked away back in 2011. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how are you, man? You have a good weekend?
I did. I mean, that golf was great. I think yesterday alone was the best Sunday, at least in my 30 years on this earth, I've ever seen at Augusta. That was exciting. There were so many highs, so many lows. Get into a play. It was everything you could have asked for and much, much more.
Yeah, Rory, he looked like he was going to choke it away. I was like, this man is here, and he's going to blow it. He gave me indigestion watching that at the end. And I'm like, okay, here we are at a playoff, and you have no idea what the hell is going to happen. And thank God he won, because it was stressful enough. Listen to Rory McIlroy. This guy said winning the Masters, which he's been waiting on, forever, 14 years. He said it was a dream come true. Of course it was.
It's a dream come true. I've dreamt about that moment for as long as I can remember. Watching Tiger here in 1997 do what he did and winning his first green jacket, I think that inspired so many of my generation to want to emulate what he did. I was nervous. It was one of the toughest days I've ever had on the golf course. I've literally made my dreams come true today.
Yeah, good. He stressed everybody out. Got bogeyed at the 18th hole. It's like, man, just finish it off. He bogeyed at the 18th hole, and he sunk a birdie to ultimately win it. There's a lot of ups, a lot of downs. He let Justin Rose get back in it. And Rory McIlroy said, yeah, that round, it was up, it was down, it was up, it was down. Listen to him tell it.
I don't know if any Masters champions had four doubles during the week, but maybe I'm the first, but yeah, just a complete roller coaster of emotions today, and honestly, you know, what came out of me on the last green there in the playoff was, you know, at least 11 years, if not 14 years, of pent up emotion.
Yeah, yeah, 14 years. 14 years. I told you he hasn't won a major since 2014. He won four of them between 2011 and 2014. The one that has always evaded him was the Masters at Augusta. He's now the sixth member of the Grand Slam Club. And Hickey, you saw this. You filled me in on this. Only him and Tiger Woods have done it since 1966. He has put himself now in legendary status. How about that?
I mean, that's one of, you talk about exclusive clubs. Two guys have done it in, we're now going, what, 75 years roughly? That's exclusive.
That's a, he's a boss, and he's 35 years old. There's still more for him to do. You know, what Rory McIlroy does after this is going to be, you want to see, what is he going to do at the Open? Or what is he going to do at the PGA Championship? We're going to find out sooner than later. As he now hit a hot streak? And he has taken a beating in the court of public opinion. This man has been the butt of every joke imaginable about choking, not getting the job done, not being able to get over the hump. And it was all reasonable. I mean, every person that I've ever spoken to, I'm like, it's all in between his ears. And the answer has always been yes. And yesterday we finally heard it from Rory McIlroy himself, because he was on CBS and he basically admitted that, yeah, I had major doubt as to whether or not I could get the job done.
This is my 17th time here, and I started to wonder if it would ever be my time. And I think, you know, the last 10 years coming here with the burden of the Grand Slam on my shoulders and trying to achieve that, yeah, you know, I'm sort of wondering what we're all going to talk about going into next year's Masters. But I'm just absolutely honored and thrilled.
Yeah, not you. Well, maybe people will talk about whether or not you can go back to back, but the idea won't be, is Rory going to win it? Is Rory McIlroy finally going to win the Masters? Well, what's wrong with Rory? How come he always gets close? How come he doesn't win anything? Well, now that monkey is off his back, he can just continue on in his career and be amazing. Good for him. Somebody had to win. And we're going to talk more about this with Wes Reynolds from VSiN and about 10 to 13 minutes, we'll have that conversation. And so in life, especially in sports, you're going to have people who win, like Rory McIlroy. And then today, we have people who lost. We had a couple of people who lost their jobs. The NBA regular season concluded yesterday. We'll get more into who is playing who and where they are. We got some playing games, including the Golden State Warriors missing out on a chance to advance directly into the playoffs. They have to make a pit stop. At home, hosting the Memphis Grizzlies, not something that they wanted to do. But forget the teams that advance. We'll get into them in a bit. We'll also talk to Carlos Boozer next hour about some of these NBA teams. We got two teams that aren't going anywhere. They decided to get rid of their head coach and then their president, respectively. The coach who's gone, Mike Budenholzer. No longer the coach of the Phoenix Suns. Fired after one season. A 36-46 record. They told him, no thanks. Goodbye. See you later. In the case of the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson, he can't stay on a basketball court. He has been fired. David Griffin no longer the vice president of the Pelicans. I don't know which situation is worse. I guess maybe the Suns is bad. You would think putting together Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker would lead to success, but these guys never played together. They played only, 20-something games? And Kevin Durant went down. They tried to trade him. They tried to get rid of Bradley Beal. The Phoenix Suns have now went through three different coaches in 3 years. Monty Williams, who never wanted the job. Frank Vogel, who didn't have anybody's respect. And then Mike Budenholzer, who's fired after 1 year after they just gave him a 5-year, $50 million contract. Let me say that again. Mike Budenholzer, who won a championship with the Milwaukee Bucks in 2021, he coached 1 year and was fired. He still has 4 years and $40 million left on his contract. Hickey, is this really bad if you're Budenholzer? Is this good? Is this like what the hell else is there for him to do?
This is the best case scenario. You got or you're about to get paid $40 million to not work and not coach a roster next year that I don't care what the Suns say in terms of we're going to still try to compete. They're going to move Kevin Durant. They may have no choice but to move Devin Booker. Bradley Beal's got to be there no matter what. No one traded for him. So you're going to have a bad team next year, not getting any better, no hope for the next 3 or 4 years. You get paid a lot of money to do what the hell you want and get to avoid the stress and criticism that will come with coaching this team next year. That's, you talk about living the dream, JR. Mike Budenholzer today, living the dream.
Man, and this is not his first go around here. I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks fired him after he helped them win a championship. He had 2 years and $16 million left on that deal. And now in his current deal, 4 years of $40 million. He's won an NBA championship. He has $40 million coming his way. Why even bother going back into coaching? It's like take a year off, be a consultant, pop up and pop in. I wouldn't even bother unless I felt another ridiculous contract was coming my way. And then you got David Griffin fired as vice president of the Pelicans. What was he supposed to do? Like the guy selected Zion Williamson, number one overall. Everybody would have taken Zion. Everybody. Was it his thought that he's just going to be fat and out of shape and injured? And nobody could have guessed this. I mean, Anthony Davis, he needed to trade Anthony Davis, and he was basically hamstrung. You firing a guy like David Griffin when he's after 6 years, what did he have to work with? This is a star-driven league. And if one star doesn't want to be there in Anthony Davis, and then the other star is just fat and out of shape and lazy, David Griffin, this is just the cost of doing business. Out as vice president of the Pelicans. And apparently Joe Dumars, a Louisiana native, also helped put together that championship team from the Detroit Pistons about 20 years ago. Apparently he might be in the running to run the Pelicans. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. And this is crazy. Budenholzer actually spoke to the media yesterday. It's sad. They went 10-18 since the All-Star break. They were 12-32 against teams that actually were winning teams in the league. And Budenholzer said that this past season was very rough, so rough that they fired him today. Listen to this.
You know, a season like this is not easy for anybody. I'm human. You know, I think had high expectations, and, you know, there's a level of frustration. But I'm just like everybody else. You know, we want to be better. We need to be better. So regardless of, you know, anybody's circumstances or where they come from or what they're coming back to, we got to be better.
Yeah, you could be human. Most humans don't get fired with $40 million coming their way. What a world. And I don't care what the Suns do. Let me know when they move Kevin Durant. Let me know how that goes. And Bradley Beal, he has 2 more years left on his contract, $100+ million, no trade clause. Let me know how that goes. David Griffin, vice president, former vice president of the New Orleans Pelicans. Let me know how Zion shows up to work. Because one of the first jobs that the new guy who comes in, whoever the hell it is, Joe Dumars, what have you, the first job is to probably get Zion the hell up on out of there. What a world. NBA is twisted. We're going to get more into this later in the show because there's not a coach who's safe. We saw Michael Malone get fired last week. I mean, Budenholzer is a 2-time coach of the year. He's an NBA champion. And then the Suns are just ass backwards. They fired 3 coaches in 3 years who have pretty much been champions, coach of the year, or successful. I mean, being an NBA coach is just, it might be the best and worst job that we have in a country. Get paid a lot of money to be fired. I guess that's pretty good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we're going to have a chat with Carlos Boozer next hour. Former NBA All-Star, Olympic gold medalist Carlos Boozer will be here. Duke Blue Devil, we'll talk all things NBA. Also talk some college as we know pretty soon Cooper Flagg is going to be making his way out of Duke. We're going to get into Nico Iamaliava. Tennessee basically said, nah, man, we ain't paying you. Go ahead, jump into the transfer portal. We got a college who decided to go out there and put its foot down. Aaron Judge making news in Major League Baseball. He's going to represent Team USA next year. The WNBA draft is tonight. No, Caitlin Clark doesn't get selected again. That's not how this works. But we will talk about Paige Beckers, who ultimately will be drafted number one overall. We have a lot to get into. When we come back, we're gonna talk some more golf. We're going to catch up with someone who covers all things golf. We're going to be joined by Wes Reynolds from VSiN. Now that this monkey is off of the back of Rory McIlroy, do we have another major coming his way this year? We'll talk about that. And what does this mean for somebody like Bryson DeChambeau? When is he going to get over the hump? We'll talk about it all with Wes Reynolds on the other side, plus NBA, plus NFL, plus Carlos Boozer, plus more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, that sound is Rory McIlroy finally getting the monkey off of his back, courtesy of SiriusXM. The voice, of course, is Mike Tirico. What does this mean for Rory? What does this mean for the other three majors we have coming our way? What does this mean into the next year? Joining us right now is someone who covers all things golf. You can catch him as a host on VSiN as well as the Long Shots podcast. His name is Wes Reynolds. Wes, how are you, man?
Hey, JR, good to be with you, man. I'm surprised we didn't play Lizzo "About Damn Time" in terms of the intro music for Rory McIlroy, because it's now been 11 times he went for the career Grand Slam, and he got it on number 11.
He got it on number 11. We're going to have to get your thoughts on some more Lizzo tracks. I'm a little off on that one, okay, Wes? Well, listen.
All I know. That's okay. My limited expertise on that particular artist. Right.
I'm going to have to go into my phone and find some more Lizzo songs. I'll leave that alone. I think if I say anything else about Lizzo, I might get in trouble. So we're going to move on from that. Okay, Wes?
Moving on, yes.
Yeah, most definitely getting on. So, So that guy, Rory McIlroy, he finally did that thing yesterday. He finally won the Masters. He actually admitted afterwards that he actually doubted himself as to whether he can get the job done. And, I mean, after all of these years, you could basically tell that this was eating him up. Is he now going to go on one of these surges like he did in that first stretch from about 2011 to 2014? Do you think that's in store for him?
Yeah, that's kind of the million-dollar question here, because you would think that, okay, this has defined him basically for the last decade plus, right? Trying to get that green jacket, trying to complete the career Grand Slam and, you know, join Jack and Tiger and Ben Hogan and Gary Player, Gene Sarazen as the only players to ever win the Grand Slam. And that's defined him for like the last decade. Now he's finally accomplished that. So does he go on and say, okay, well, I've got to set a new benchmark now. I've got to have, you know, let me get to 10 majors. I think probably Tiger and Jack at 14 and 18 are likely out of reach. Can I get to 10 majors? What's my new benchmark? What's my new goal to achieve here? And I think that he's got a good chance to do it. He is only 35 years old, and he's in his physical prime, and he's relatively healthy, and he takes care of himself. But the one thing he's got to fight, actually two things, he's got to fight complacency, and he's got to find contentment. It's like, okay, I accomplished this. Now I'm good, and now I'm just satisfied, and I'm happy. And he can't get complacent if he wants to be, I think, one of the all-time greats. Because right now I'd kind of have the back end of the top 10 or top 12 all time. And certainly that's nothing to sneeze at. But if he wants to get in that group, I think with like Palmer and Gary Player and sit at the table with Tiger and Jack, he's got to win a couple more of these major championships. And if his irons are going to be like they were, that's always kind of the weak part of his game, JR, is the iron play. We know driving, he hits it a mile, and he always gains off the tee. The short game can, you know, come and go, but by and large, it's usually pretty solid. It's usually his iron play that lets him down. And his iron play, say for that wedge that he hit on 13 where he double, his iron play was number one all week. So if he's going to hit his irons like that, then there's a lot of guys out there in trouble, and he's going to be the man to beat every week.
Wes Reynolds is joining us, host at VSiN, as well as the Long Shots podcast. Now that he has accomplished this by winning the Masters and being part of the Grand Slam Club, Bryson DeChambeau, you know, he a little bit on the outs right now, given the whole Live and PGA Golf situation. Is he kind of the next guy up that we look at and go, hey, when are you going to go ahead and win the next one?
He's certainly on that short list. I would also put Scottie Scheffler out there. Scottie, by the way, and Rory are the co-favorites for the PGA Championship next month at Quail Hollow, where Rory has won that Wells Fargo Championship held there four times. But Bryson is certainly on the short list. And look, he won at Pinehurst. You know, Rory kind of gave it away to him, but somebody has to take it when somebody gives something to you. And Bryson DeChambeau certainly did at Pinehurst number two last summer. Bryson, if you look, I know it didn't end well for him on Sunday, but you kind of saw the fans, you know, like a gladiator walking into the arena and high-fiving everybody in that line on the way to the first tee. There are very few athletes I have seen the perception change so rapidly, because Bryson DeChambeau, a lot of people didn't like him. They thought he was weird and thought he was arrogant. And now all of a sudden he's smiling and he's happy. He wasn't smiling yesterday with the result, of course, of the final round at the Masters. But he I think his kind of changed a little. Maybe he's matured. So certainly he's on that short list. We can't forget about Xander Schauffele. He does have two major championship possession or trophies in his possession right now, with the Wanamaker for the PGA, with the Claret Jug for the Open Championship. So, you know, you've got, I think, like a group of like four or five there at the top that have pretty much been the known quantities at the major championships over the last couple of years.
When you think about being able to get everybody together at the Masters, we heard from Bryson DeChambeau even that Rory wouldn't even look his way. I mean, these are two relatively young guys. How much longer are they going to be out here beefing?
Well, they shook hands on the tee, and then Rory kind of went in the Tiger mode, because Tiger would never talk to you during a round either, because he was steely-eyed and focused, and there's a reason why that guy won 14 major championships. But I think it's good. I hope that we rivalry between Rory and Bryson DeChambeau. I think it's an interesting one, certainly, because when Bryson came on the scene and started winning and won that first major a few years ago, nobody was as long as him off the tee. He was the longest hitter with the driver of anybody in the game. And I think that kind of got under Rory again, because Rory was the longest hitter. And he kind of became a little bit obsessed with the driving distance, which, like, I got to get it out there with Bryson. And that, I think, weighed on his mind a little bit. So there is a little bit of a tension or a rivalry between the two. I mean, you know, they'll be cordial. Everybody is in golf, right, for the most part. But there is that little rivalry, and I'm all for it. I think that's what the game needs right now, with it being so divided, with some of these players on LIV, some of them on the PGA Tour. There doesn't look like there's a reunification anywhere inside. A lot of things got to happen for that to take place. But I think it's good that we have these rivalries at the majors, so I hope it keeps going.
Wes Reynolds is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. You mentioned the thought process and the ideology of someone like Tiger Woods. We know another surgery, he was not available now, dealing with that Achilles. We got an April Fool's joke that he would be back and here available. I think about all of his surgeries and injuries, and I say to myself, man, just take it easy a little bit. Is this guy going to keep coming back to play? Is he looking for that next stage of his life? Like, what's going on with him?
You know, there's a part of me, JR. Look, I think we all like seeing him back, and over the last few years, it's like, oh, cool, Tiger is back. And then you see him play, and you see him just struggling physically and not the same guy, like the old fighter that doesn't have it anymore. And he probably doesn't. He really doesn't have it anymore. I think top guys. Now, does he want to keep playing and go to PGA Tour champions when he turns 50? I don't know if that's really worth his while, unless he just wants to compete. And I'm sure he could go out there and beat all those guys. He's still much longer than many of the 50 and over circuit guys. There's a part of me that's kind of like, you know, leave us with the good memories. Leave us with the good, you know. Don't leave us, you know, with the guy that doesn't have it anymore. So there's part of me that would wish he would take it easy a little bit with the golf game, because we've always kind of held on to that glimmer of hope, right? That, hey, he did it in 2019 when people didn't think he could do it and he won the Masters, that maybe he can do it again, that maybe he can do it one more time. And I just don't see it. I just think that the injuries and everything and, you know, not only has just taken his toll on the guy.
Yeah, I'm hoping he hangs out with his son. Like, pass it on, Tiger. Just pass it on a little bit.
Stop. Yeah, let's room Charlie to get on the PGA Tour next.
Yeah, let's stop beating yourself up. Wes Reynolds is here with us, host of the Long Shots podcast, courtesy of VSiN. You mentioned it. We got to wait about a month until we have the PGA Championship. Obviously, Rory is hot. Scottie Scheffler, another favorite. Who are some other big names that we may want to look out for that we don't necessarily hear about?
Well, the guy that has the PGA Championship Wanamaker Trophy, Xander Schauffele, he's kind of finally starting to get physically right. He missed about 2 months of the season with a rib injury, and he got his way, fought his way into the top 10 yesterday at Quail Hollow. He's certainly going to be on the short list. I think Ludvig Åberg, the big Swede, who had a bad finish yesterday, ended up going, I think, bogey, triple bogey, and bounced his way down from the top five to, I believe, a tie for seventh. But this is a guy that's got the game, I think, to win majors at least long term. And, you know, going to Quail Hollow, Rory McIlroy, of course, is going to be the favorite, like I mentioned, the fact that he's won four times there. But there was somebody, if you're looking for a dark horse, there was somebody that his game has been all out of form. He switched club manufacturers, he switched caddies, he switched swing coaches, because he had a miserable year dating back to last Masters, but ends up in the top 10 this week, and he's won at Quail Hollow. Maybe keep an eye out on how Max Homa plays over the next month, because I tend to like guys that have done well and had previous success at certain courses, and he, of course, has won at Quail Hollow, so that might be a dark horse, but it is tough to kind of look past the big three or the big four, at least. You're probably going to have at least one or two of them on your betting card for sure.
And most definitely. Well, Wes, thank you so much for coming through and providing your insight. Where can people follow, keep up, and listen to you with all your work with VSiN as well as the Long Shots podcast?
I'm on the Twitter or the X, whatever it's called, at Wes Reynolds and the number one on the end of that name. And can also follow us at VSiN.com. That's VSIN.com.
Hey, Wes, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
JR, appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
No doubt about it. That Wes Reynolds, host at VSiN and host of the Long Shots podcast. I gotta get on my Lizzo songs, you know?
You don't know About Damn Time, huh?
I know that other song. It's what is
Why a man great till he gotta be great?
Why a man great till he gotta That's the song?
I forgot the title. I have to look it up.
With the piano at the beginning.
Yes,
right?
Minnesota Vikings. Truth Hurts, that's it.
Me, but Minnesota. Yeah, okay, I know that song.
So that is Truth Hurts, and then a different song she has is About Damn Time. It's About Damn Time.
Oh, that's her?
That's her.
Put out the lights. It's something, right? No? I didn't know that was her song. Come on, that's why I had no idea.
Come on, JR.
Come on. You be listening to Lizzo?
Of course, she's great. I love Lizzo.
Now I'm the bad guy. I don't listen to Lizzo. Oh my god.
Jeez.
Hey, Ack, you listen to Lizzo?
No.
Okay. Hickey is shocking. Two versus.
Hickey, let's not get started here.
Hey, Hickey, it's 2-1. Okay.
Two people in the wrong camp. That's the problem.
Oh,
two
boy.
Wrongs don't make a right.
All right,
Hickey, you don't know good.
I'm gonna pull up some Lizzo tracks in the break here and see. What I may know. I thought she was done. I thought she was over. I didn't know. I don't know.
Well, they tried to cancel her, but she's fought it off.
Why? Because she decided to lose weight?
No, not because of that. Because apparently she body shamed some dancers on her team.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about that.
Yeah.
But she says that's not what happened, apparently, right?
I mean, it's a lot of he said, she said.
Yeah. What else is new? Just like everything in the world, huh?
That's
I'm going to find some Lizzo songs in the break. And when we come back, again, a big shout out and thank you to Wes Reynolds from VSiN for joining us. We're going to talk about, Lizzo might have got canceled. Maybe not. We're going to talk about a guy who did get canceled from Tennessee. Nico Iamaliava. And Tennessee said, we ain't paying you. Hit the bricks. Go find work elsewhere. We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. This is like the first college football holdout. He's like, pay me. They said, no. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk some more NBA. We got Carlos Boozer next hour.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a Lizzo song. Yeah, it's About Damn Time. I know this song. I do. And thank you to Wes Reynolds for joining us in the last break. He hosts the Long Shots podcast on VSiN. to talk about Rory McIlroy. He finally won the Masters, and yeah, it was about damn time. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. You can get your free quote at checkethos.com, not available in all states. Thank you again to Wes Reynolds for joining us. If you want to join us, if you want to talk, if you want to call, you can do so as well. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we talked about Rory McIlroy winning the big one. We talked about Coach Budenholzer getting fired, David Griffin getting fired as president and basically GM of the New Orleans Pelicans. And I'm going to talk to you about somebody else. He didn't get fired, but he was basically told, hey, you don't want to be here? Good riddance. Nico Iamaliava, no longer the quarterback at Tennessee after he tried to push their buttons for a little bit more money. Or someone related to him tried to push those buttons for a little bit more money. We'll get into that. We got Carlos Boozer, who's going to be joining us next hour. The phone number again, 888-710-4ISN. Greg is here from Michigan. Greg, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
JR, Mr. Positive, thanks for taking my call. What Rory did yesterday was masterful. Pun intended, my friend. I cried.
Oh, boy.
I cried. I mean, like you said, and like your guest said, that monkey was on his back for at least 10 years. And what he did, the way he did it, wow. It's almost Tiger-esque in the sense that it's going to bring golf really back even more than it's been recently because so many people watched it. I mean, it was just masterful. And what I loved, and this is what everyone's got to take away from this, Jer, is that what he said to his daughter, do not quit on your dreams. Do not quit on your dreams. And that is just, that is him. That's him. You know, and it just resonates that, you know, what he stood for and what he went through and the resilience of not giving up, Jer, that was just unbelievable, unbelievable. It was almost to me when Tiger won his last major, it was, I think, the Masters.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And it was just that powerful. Oh, my God, JR.
Oh, you cried. Oh, did you collect those tears? What did you do with those tears? You wiped them away? What happened?
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay,
and
okay.
It just, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Love you, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Hickey, did you cry? I didn't cry. Did you cry?
I did not cry, no.
I didn't cry. Oh, Hickey, by the way, my day didn't go as planned yesterday.
What happened?
I didn't watch those Hawks. I was just watching golf. That's it.
Oh, I mean, no, that sounds like your day improved dramatically.
Yeah. They had Trey Young didn't play. Whoever the next guy behind him didn't play. The third next guy didn't play. A fourth next guy on the Hawks, best guy, didn't play. Paolo Banchero didn't play. Whoever the next guy on the Magic didn't play. And so this was a G League game yesterday, okay?
Well, they got to get ready for the big play-in. The playoffs start now,
oh
JR.
God.
Let's go.
The play-in tomorrow.
Let's go. Is there juice around the city? Everyone ready to go?
No.
No?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Ouch. Oh. Not supposed to say that. Sorry. Nobody cares. Hickey, I hope they lose to just stop. Just end the season already, okay?
To save the misery of having to watch four more games, which they're going to get destroyed?
Yeah, just lose tomorrow and no need to play no 9-10. Just lose tomorrow and just call it a wrap. Everybody can go on vacation, all right? And see you guys in October. Yeah, I just watched Rory, and I did not cry. Not like Greg from Michigan. And thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I don't know if Shane Lowry cried. I know he didn't win yesterday, the Irishman. He talked about Rory McIlroy winning. This is what he told the Golf Channel.
This means everything to him. It's all he thinks about. It's all he talks about, all he thinks about. always said to me he'd retire a happy man if he won the green jacket. So I told Erica he can retire now. He's had a long 10 years, 11 years. He's had a lot of hurdles. You know, it's a sign or something for the rest of us to cling on to that, you know, no matter what happens, no matter how bad you feel, you just need to keep going, keep working hard, and, you know, your day will come.
Yeah, your day will come. Now, here's the funny part. Hickey, he gets to choose what they eat at the fancy dinner next year for all the green jacket folks. Do we know what the hell he's going to try to have made? Like, what is he looking for?
I have no idea, and I'm glad I'm not a Masters champion because I can't imagine someone from Northern Ireland having a delicious, tasty dinner.
Well, come on now.
I'm Irish. I can say that. The what Irish food palate is not exactly great.
What are they going to have? Potatoes?
Burned steak, probably. I have the meat well done over there. I don't know why.
You think he's going to... No, he's going to do something more palatable for everybody, right?
What do you think he would choose, JR? From what we know about Rory McIlroy, what could you imagine? Because, again, this is his moment, right? So forget everyone else for a second. It's really what you want to eat that everyone else is going to sacrifice, pretend they like, for the most part, depending on what it is. This is his moment next year. What do you think it'll be?
So it's definitely going to be steak. There's definitely going to be potatoes. And what are they eating for vegetables? You tell me.
Do potatoes count as vegetables over there? Come from the ground?
So you mean to tell me they're just going to sit around next year and have steak and potatoes?
I would say so.
Wasn't there a guy who called us like a couple weeks ago, a few months ago? Didn't he have some odd choices for food? Didn't he say he only eats steak and potatoes every day?
Was I here for this? I don't remember this.
Yeah, some guy called up. He's just like, yeah, JR just eats steak and potatoes every day for dinner. And I'm like, okay. All right. I mean, do we get some variety in there? Throwing a chive in a potato? Like, what are we doing here? I don't know.
Do you mix up how the potatoes cooked? Is it mashed one day, baked the next? Scalloped potatoes?
I'm going to think he's going to do something a little bit more vibrant for the group. This is a champions dinner. Hey, I'm looking at Scottie Scheffler's Masters Champions dinner from last year, right? Or matter of fact, from now, huh?
Yeah, from last week.
This is what it is. They had cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp. They had meatball and ravioli bites. They had Texas-style chili. Okay. Ugh.
Whoa.
What happened? Huh? What?
United on that?
Where is he? From Texas, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want Texas-style chili. I don't know about that.
I don't know what the difference is, but sounds good.
They had an option on the main course. Wood-fired cowboy ribeye. Or black and red fish, family style mac and cheese, jalapeno cream corn, soy glazed Brussels sprouts, chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes, and then for dessert, vanilla bean ice cream on a warm chocolate chip cookie. There you have it.
It's pretty good to me.
I mean, there's a lot of variety there. You know, a very American of a meal, very Texas of a meal. You got chili and warm cookie and ribeye and. And so what you're telling me is that we won't see any of this from Rory. None.
Do you expect anything you just read to be on the list next year?
Here's what we can do. We can Google what he put on his, 2012, right? The Masters dinner from 2012. Let's see.
Why would he be there? He's never won it.
Oh, you're right. Damn. You're right.
Yeah, he had the lead.
Yeah, that's when he choked it away. You're right. Damn.
We've never really seen what... I mean, now he probably also just drinks protein shakes. He's pretty ripped, so I don't even know. Yeah. But like, if you go classic, like, you know, kind of like what your heritage is, what you grew up eating, I don't know.
Yeah. He'll do something better. Yeah. I would hope so. You got a lot of options you got to put out there. Anyway, hopefully this isn't the last time that he wins a Masters. Let's see what he does next year. But next year, he will be certainly out there hosting the dinner. Congratulations, Rory McIlroy. Yeah, picking up his first Masters victory. He hasn't won a major since 14. And this time, he didn't let the big one get away from him. Good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. As Hickey mentioned, I did myself a favor, not checking in, not watching, not viewing the Atlanta Hawks yesterday, or at least their G League team in the NBA playoffs. The play-in gets started tomorrow. We got a bunch of loser teams trying to fight their way into the postseason. And we got some good teams out in the West that are fighting their way in as well. We got the Warriors going at it with the Grizzlies. That should be a good one. And then I didn't forget, we're going to get into Nico Iamaliava. Tennessee put its foot down and said, you're trying to extort us for more money? You're trying to be a college football holdout? We're not paying you nothing. And now Nico Iamaliava is on his way into the transfer portal. He ain't going to be playing in the SEC. You can go ahead and throw that on out the window. We're going to chat about Nico Iamaliava. We'll get into some NBA action. Hey, we're going to be joined by Carlos Boozer. Yeah, Carlos Boozer, he's going to come through. Talk to us about the NBA, the playoffs, Duke. And then his kids, he has twin boys that happen to be some of the best players in the country. They're going to go play for Duke. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.